It's Andrew. Today on the Flipside Podcast, we have a special guest join us to talk all things women's ministry. We hope you enjoy the conversation. Hi, and welcome to the Flipside Podcast, where we explore the underbelly of Crestview Bible Church. I'm here with Phil Auksher, pastor of Crestview. Phil, how are you doing today?
Good, and we want to begin this episode. Our episode today is sponsored by the Parents Night Out, happening on February the 10th. So we like to keep current events before you, and this will be coming out hopefully before our ladies' Bible study happens on January the 31st. But on February the 10th, there's a Parents' Night Out. So parents, you'll have the opportunity to drop your children off, and they'll be cared for well here at the church, and you are able to get a night out. There's all kinds of things you could do in Hutchinson. These are the best of times to be in Hutchinson, so there's all kinds of exciting things to do. But I'm going to kick it to Luke, who's going to kick it to our special guest for today. But Luke has great new information hot off the press.
Go. Hot off the press. So where's our jingle?
Yeah, I don't know what our
channel
is.
So, we like to announce new things that are happening in Hutch, special things. Well, Hutch Rec does the Healthy Initiative, Healthy Neighborhood Initiatives, and they're working on the one in our neighborhood, and so we have been working on the last couple of months trying to finalize a name for our neighborhood, which is kind of the east part of downtown between the tracks. And we finally voted on the name called The Founders Neighborhood. So
The Founders Neighborhood. And that's because a lot of the founders of the city of Hutchinson, their original homes were in that neighborhood.
Right.
Yep. So, like, what's the mansion that John, Greg and Teresa are restoring?
The John Nelson give them mansion. A shout out.
The John Nelson. Yeah. So yeah. I guess he was somebody back in the day. John Nelson, this guy.
Yeah. He owned some machine shop. And, you know, our house was also some famous guy's house.
We'll call it a doctor's office.
Mr. Hutchinson, yeah. I believe.
Right.
Oh, Mr. Hutchinson.
And then his son bought it after him.
Oh, Hutchinson. Yeah, there.
That's
good.
That's how the name came
sure.
about.
Yeah.
Sure. That's how urban legends begin. Here we go.
Urban legends.
And you can see the Loch Ness Monster coming out of Cow Creek every once in a while.
And the cool thing is that Julie is going to be the graphic designer for the logo for our neighborhood.
I know because I'm the guys involved in Healthy Neighborhood Initiatives. When you drive to certain parts of town, you can see those street signs that are different. So we got College Grove.
Grace Arbor.
Grace Arbor and all those. And they have those Farmington. Really nifty signs up top. So you're saying that there will be a design right at the top of that.
Right, yes. So that leads us to the guest in our show. We have this famous graphic designer in our midst.
Internationally renowned.
Right, exactly. So Julie is our guest for today. So we're bringing her on because we're about to launch. The church is about to launch the women's Bible study. They are launching a new season of women's mentoring. And so really, we just want to hear the heart, the passion, the purpose behind both of those things. So ladies' Bible study has been going on for several years, right? So tell me, why do you consistently host a ladies' Bible study year in, year out?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think women, so I'm the only woman in this room, but on behalf of women, I think I can say that we really do desire like that deep connection with one another. The relational element is really important for us. And there is nothing that binds, I think, women together more than like getting together around the Word of God, discussing those deep truths with one another and how that's applying to our lives, what's going on in our lives. Not only do we get to know God better and his truth, but we really connect as the body of Christ in a unique way that might be different than if we're just getting together for coffee or hanging out at the park. It's really intentional in producing some of those conversations.
Yeah. And probably more than just going out and shopping or
Yeah, probably more than that too.
Yeah,
what? Just different.
Yeah, In fact, Val is at my favorite place in town, Mi Tierra, today, and there was a group of ladies there enjoying some Tex-Mex and some margaritas and doing their Bible study together. So there's a connection.
Whoa. Fabulous.
Sounds like a great model.
Right. So you're going to be doing a kind of a different Bible study starting January 31st. There's three different offerings, 9:15, 4:30, and 6:30. Different timings that people get me involved. But typically, you will study, go through a book of a contemporary author on some, Christian living or such and such things like that. But this time, you're doing a book of the Bible. So why transitioning from contemporary author book studying to a book of the Bible?
Yeah, and I will clarify just a little bit. A lot of times we will do a book of the Bible, but it is like a workbook format that somebody has written a study and it has questions and answers. So it's kind of a guided study through a book of the Bible. So that isn't uncommon.
Usually by a renowned
But usually
author.
It's somebody that we know, somebody that we trust, somebody maybe that we won't be as discerning when we read it because we assume that like, oh, we agree with them. They're going to give us truth. And so that's great that those resources are available that we can rely on and that we know are pursuing truth. But sometimes it can be a disadvantage, I think, when we rely too heavily on that. It can maybe make us a little bit lazy in our thinking or even prevent us from getting as much out of the study because we're not engaging our own hearts and minds quite as much with the text itself.
Yeah, so you're going to be doing the book of Galatians, right? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah,
the book
and
of Galatians.
You were talking a little bit before the show how when we were in South Asia, we didn't have the luxury of getting the latest author's opinion on a particular book of the Bible. We literally just had the scriptures, and that's pretty representative of a majority of the church around the world today and throughout church history. And you kind of want to get back to the roots of that, right?
Yeah, definitely. I have noticed in coming back into some of these studies that there is a huge pressure to get the right answer that like the author is looking for. And I'm talking about the author of the study, not the author of the scriptures, but that just like, oh, what did that question mean? Did I answer her question right? What was she going for? I'm not sure if I understood it. And the focus can be so much on that that it kind of loses some of the reason we're studying to really explore, ask our own questions of the text as we come to it and really just read it and reread it. Like what questions pop into our minds? What stands out to us? And what stands out to my sister in Christ next to me? What is going on in her life that made that question come up or that made that thing stick out? I think there can be there's so many, often so many facets to each book of the Bible that will teach us something different at a different time or give us a different application at a different time. It's that same truth, but it can gain new meaning or nuance depending on what we're experiencing at that time. So to be able to explore that with our own church body, the ladies in our own church body, and hear what's going on in their hearts and minds is really sweet. And not to say that those other resources aren't important, but just bringing back that balance of how much are we doing the work.
So what will the structure be like if you don't have somebody come in mm-hmm. here and saying, well, what are the questions we're coming to mm-hmm. do? Like, what does that even look like?
Yeah, well, if you really want to know what it looks like, you can check out Kevin Evenson's one-to-one Bible reading Sunday school class. I'll put a plug in for that.
9 a.m. On Sundays. Yeah.
It's been really great to just even hear him like simplify it of we can read the Bible together. we can ask questions, we can make observations without needing a lot of preparation. We can just do it together. So the format is really going to be, we'll have the scripture journals that just have the book of Galatians, and then we're going to give the ladies just a one-page paper each week that gives a little bit of introduction to the chapter. And what we're really encouraging ladies to do is just to read the chapter. We'll do one chapter of the book a week. Just read that chapter every day. That is like all you need to do. And then we're going to give some extra exercises for people that have time or want to go deeper, that want to explore. Maybe you pick one exercise from the week to do, but you don't feel like you have to do all three or four. Really want to meet ladies where they're at in their season of life. I know a lot of young moms can really struggle to feel like, I had to fill out all the questions the day before Bible study and I just rushed through it. And that's not getting the full experience either. So there's really options depending on how much time you can spend on it. But really just asking ladies one day a week or every day during the week, read that chapter once. And by the end of the week, you're going to have read it 7 times and it maybe took you 10 minutes per day. But that is just going to get that message in your mind, and you're going to be probably find yourself thinking about it at other times too. Right. And you'll be able to come to the study with probably a question or with a thought or a way it's impacted you over the week, without having to have to spend like 30 minutes to an hour every day answering questions that can sometimes feel more like busy work.
So this way, if I'm thinking through the Jesus Project rubric that the church has been going through, this is part of the establishing of believers in the faith, establishing them in studying of the word. But then also, I think if I'm hearing you right, there's an element of equipping because you're trying to model to them what Kevin is saying in Sunday school class of how easy it is to do one-to-one Bible reading. You're just going to, hey, we're just going to sit down and read this together. We're not going to have all the commentaries. We're not going to have all the answers. We're just going to read this together and bring out the applications for our lives. So is that, am I understanding that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this year also, to bring in even a little bit more of an equipping, I know some of the older ladies that have been teaching for a long time are talking to some of the ladies that are a little younger to like bring them into that process and start helping them to lead. So even equipping the next generation to take that mantle of leading Bible study.
Yeah. So in the last few remaining moments that we have, I do want to mention that there's another aspect of women's ministry that is launching as well, which is the mentoring program where you match mentors with their proteges. And they have different ones. You have like, what is it, 5 to 7 different mentors you can choose from for a wide variety of different things. So again, tell me the vision, the purpose, and how people can engage with that.
Yeah. And I'll say when I lived in South Asia, we were the old people in our congregation. So we didn't have this like vast resource of people who had like lived the Christian life and raised their children who had been faithful for so many years. So at Crestview, we are so blessed to have so many of those women here that are ready to teach, ready to engage with the younger women. So the idea behind that is that it's not all about Bible study, right? We have our Bible study, which is awesome, but some women have a host of other gifts that they can share, whether it's a passion for praying, whether it's homemaking skills, whether it's like productivity skills that you can use in the workplace or in life. Like there's so many different ways that we need to be challenged and grow and learn from one another. So the mentoring program really captures that. So it's not like a one size fits all of what you can learn. And it's fun because you could try something different every year. It's a year commitment. So you commit to meeting once a month for the full year. And then the next year you can try something different, get to know a different lady. So it is a really a pretty neat program that they've been doing and has been a blessing in my life personally.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like you mentioned before how that was so important to you as a young mom, having older women that would pour into your life. So I'm really excited for the young women in our church having that opportunity. That's exactly what Paul instructed the church, instructed Titus to say, hey, the older women in the church to be instructing the younger women. So we're getting our cues directly from the Bible. So,
right. And I think we're doing what needs to be done too, because, you know, as I've watched the trends over the last few years, like since COVID, we have a new crop of women that are attending programming. My rough estimate would be like 30% of women attending Bible studies or mentoring groups are probably new to that process. And so, yeah, we want them to be established. We want them to be equipped, and we want them to continue to serve others so that the church is built. So it's just a great thing. And we just want to beat this drum. We'd love for you to be involved. If people have questions about all this, Julie, who can they talk to? Who's your women's ministry leadership team? And I'm sure there's other women who know what's going on, but certainly that team hopefully knows what's going on.
Yeah, we're still figuring out some of it along the way. But you can talk to myself, Monica Warren, Kathy Lansdowne, Megan Oxer, or Don Rhodes. That's our women's ministry leadership team.
Power five.
Power five.
The starting lineup.
What are the five called in Kung Fu Panda?
The five?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was thinking more of the apest, right? The fivefold gifts of Ephesians 4.
Okay. Well, good for you.
I'm more spiritual than you. So
that's true. Yeah, that's good. I affirm that.
Yep. No, so thank you so much, Julie, for joining us today and for just helping us and our body understand how we can get women plugged in and how we can establish and engage those women. So thank you so much for being on the program.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah, as we look to wrap today, remember it's that desire to know Christ and make him known that's driving us as a church under the bigger heading of the worshipful hearts that we have to glorify and enjoy him forever. But this is the underbelly. We're telling the stories of all that's going on this side that you might not hear, that we don't have time. We obviously don't have time on a Sunday morning necessarily to talk 30 minutes about women's ministry, but what a great opportunity this is. And women, we hope you'll engage. It's going to be a great thing. So we'll see you next time on The Flip.